Coming up on today's Locked On Dodgers, Dodgers sign another international free agent, Andre Ethier as the Dodgers ambassador, and one giveaway the Dodgers should bring back. That's what's on tap, so make sure to keep it Locked On Dodgers.
You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yo, Dodger fans, welcome to Locked On Dodgers. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. This is a daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. I'm Vincent Perio Chavez Ring Fiends, rolling solo for today's episode. As you know, Jeff and I have been taking some days off this offseason, so this is one of those days. And we got a different episode on tap for you than normal, I would say. There's not too much in terms of MLB lockout news. We are still waiting for them to meet again, I would imagine. But there is news in the sense that the Dodgers signed another international free agent that wasn't part of the original 30 that was released after Sunday. And this one is an interesting one. It's Kosuke Matsuda. I'm assuming that's how you say his first name. To a minor league deal. He's a 23-year-old Japanese right-hander who reportedly hit 96 miles per hour. But the caveat is that he had Tommy John surgery in July. He was not pitching in the major leagues or the big leagues in Japan. He was pitching independent ball over there. So that's what made him available to sign, I would imagine, since I don't think independent leagues over there have any rules like the Japanese league. He had Tommy John surgery in July, which means he's probably not going to be ready to even – contribute to any part of the Dodgers organization until 2023. But it's a guy who is 23 years old and throws 96 miles an hour, which you get a guy like that coming out of college and you get excited about him. That's a potential, you know, probably top 10 round draft pick right there, just for the fact that he already can touch 96. Most of the time, the guys coming out of high school and college that do touch upper 90s, or even lower 90s, you think with the major league workout plan, you can get them boost their velocity probably another 3-4 miles per hour. So I would imagine that's what's going to happen here. And or I would imagine, I don't know if 96 is what he's, you know, topped out. That's as much as hard as you're ever going to throw. Or if 96 is, you know, an appetizer to maybe 98, 100 with a, you know, back at full strength after Tommy John and with a major league training regimen. So that part's exciting. I've never heard of him before, but, you know, we've not heard of a lot of guys that were signed this year and even in years past, and some of them worked out. Some of them that Jeff talked about on yesterday's episode with the top international signings from Latin American countries. You know, the Dodgers have had success with signing guys out of countries in Asia. Obviously, this is, you know, not really comparable because those guys got posted, actually had success beforehand, and then had success over here. But it goes back to Hideo Nomo, even Kazushi was decent, Takashi Saito, you know, Ryu, Kenta Maeda. They've had success signing guys out of those countries. But I said this one is a lot different because those guys had success in their respective leagues before they decided to come over to the big leagues, where this guy was pitching in an independent league and now coming over here. And like I said, it's Kosuke Matsuda. Remember the name. You might not hear it for a while, but if we do hear it in a couple of years, we'll know. We'll remember, like, oh, yeah, that's the guy they signed back in 2022 coming out of the international signing period. So that's exciting. Well, exciting for the future, not necessarily exciting for right now, but hey, that's what we got to be excited about at this point, and I'm going to take it. So other than that, the other guys on the list, like, you know, Jeff mentioned, they signed the one of the top pitchers. They signed the number 7 overall player. It was, I would imagine, a success on their end for guys that they signed. There was a couple interesting names, and I'm wondering what Dodgers' thought process is. Obviously, their scouts are evaluating based on talent, but you know, we've seen guys get signed before a little bit based on namesake. The Twins signed Ronald Acuna's younger brother in this signing period, 16-year-old. The Nationals are expected to sign Juan Soto's little brother in the next signing period, next January. I believe one of Acuna's other little brothers is already in the Rangers organization. There's, you know, Vlad's son is coming up. There's another Guerrero son coming up. I believe he's 15, so he might be able to sign next year in January. You know, is that somebody that you go out? He's a left-hander. His swing is pretty vicious. He's already hitting balls out of major league stadiums. It's, you know, do you go by name? Do you take a little bit extra because of the name? In the sense of Guerrero, I might. In the sense of, like, other brothers, I guess he could go either way. You know, I don't think Acuna's brothers are as highly touted as he is. Juan Soto's brother is maybe not as – well, he might be highly touted now, and in a year he might be even more highly touted. So he was supposed to sign with the Mets. But now I verbally agreed to the Nationals. I wonder if that could change in the next year. I don't know. But at the end of the day, most of these guys that are signing are 16, 17, 18 years old. We're not going to hear about them for at least a few more years unless you follow the minor leagues pretty you know, closely. You're not going to hear about some of these guys. But, you know, we also hadn't heard about Diego. We had heard about Diego Cartaya. We didn't know who he was. Now he's one of the top prospects. We had heard about some of these other guys that have signed in the past. They weren't necessarily known at the time, and now they're top prospects. And from what we've seen from the Dodgers, their international scouting has been pretty solid for the most part. So we'll see what happens out of the signing period. I'm going to talk about Andre Ethier and his kind of new role as Dodgers ambassador. So make sure to keep it locked on Dodgers. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar out there. Hands down, bar none. That's coming straight from experience. I've tried plenty of protein bars, and none have been as great as Built Bar. They're all covered in chocolate. They got a bunch of different flavors. Never had a bad flavor, although there's definitely flavors that stand out a little bit more. They're always adding new flavors. They have seasonal flavors. Built Bar is pretty much what you need in your life and what you need for anything you're looking for. You're looking to lose weight, gain weight, tone up, muscle up, whatever the case is, Built Bars can help you out. They're low calorie, low sugar, low carbs, high protein, high fiber. They are what you need in your daily routine and lifestyle. And guess what? Right now you can get 15% off your order if you go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Go check them out. All right, let's talk about Andre Ethier. And obviously the Dodgers right now cannot do anything with their current players in the organization, or at least the ones that have on the major league roster. And they released something that they've done in the past with players with Andre Ethier this weekend. And it's a day in the life following Andre Ethier around his home and seeing what he does. And it's followed a theme on the last year or so of Andre Ethier kind of becoming that former player ambassador for the Dodgers. They had him at a few games this year, walking around, hanging out. They've had him do other stuff in the past. And it's interesting for me to see this because, you know, Andre Ethier was beloved by the fans. I don't necessarily believe that Andre Ethier loved being in the Dodgers organization his whole time here. He definitely, you know, loved the fans and you know, no disrespect towards the fans, but you know, there was a stretch where Ethier was, I'm assuming, upset with his playing time, upset with being a platoon guy. There was times where he was mentioned in trade talks. There was times when they were looking for maybe upgrades that would have pushed him to more of a bench role. And all in all, you know, he was a career lifelong Dodger after they traded from him, after they got him as a prospect in the Milton Bradley trade from the A's. He had the only RBI in Game 7 of the 2017 World Series. He, you know, was one of the more, you know, one of the biggest fan favorites of the last 20 years or so. He's definitely a guy that would fill all the roles of Dodger ambassador. But also, like I said, I do think there was a stretch there where I don't know if he particularly loved being part of the Dodgers. You know, he understands it's a business, and I would imagine that a lot of those things he understood just comes with being somebody in baseball, you know, trade talks and platoons and everything else. But I mean, I'm here for it. He's shown to be an interesting guy off the field. He's shown to be, you know, definitely invested in the Dodgers. He's shown to be a guy that can be fill that role that they have him in now as an ambassador. He's funny. He's charming. You know, he does what the Dodgers have been asking for. He seems to like being part of the Dodger organization. And, you know, in his sense of things, it's smart. You want to be connected to the team and the fans that love you. He's always going to get that love from Dodger Stadium, from Dodger fans. He's always going to be, you know, get that wherever he goes in Los Angeles. I know he doesn't live in Los Angeles, but he would come here a few times during the season. And I would imagine wherever he went, he got that love. And it just, yeah, something that I noticed and was like, I wonder if there's been a team ambassador in the past for any team where there might have been some rocky-ish year. I'm not saying that there was rocky years. I'm saying that, you know, it's not an unknown fact that he might have not loved every single year he was here in terms of on field and everything else around him. You know, I personally had seen some things around my time with the team that didn't sour me on him at all. It just kind of opened your eyes to the reality of the situation and the reality that some baseball players deal with. And that's part of it. You know, that's part of it of having trade talk swirl and, you know, changing from an everyday guy to a role that's maybe, you know, better suited for you now, but you don't believe better suited for you. And we've seen it in the past, which is why it's a little bit, I would have liked to see how it would have been handled, you know, with Dave Roberts at the helm when all this was happening. For the most part, it was, you know, Dave Roberts got to handle Ethier toward the end of his career with the Dodgers, but he wasn't around for like every single year where it kind of got a little rocky in the sense that he wasn't an everyday player and there was trade talks mentioned all the time. And it wasn't necessarily guaranteed that he was going to be a Dodger for life. So regardless of all that, he's here now. It's a great one. I'm trying to think, and maybe Jeff and I will talk about this, about other players that can fill that role. You know, there's been different guys. Don Newcomb was a staple at Dodger Stadium for forever. You know, Steve Garvey's probably one of those guys that's still a team ambassador of sorts, where he you know, Steve Garvey's a little bit different in the sense that he uses it to his advantage a little more. I don't think Ethier's here to use it to his advantage. I just think Ethier, you know, likes being on the team. He still has friends on the team, and, you know, he enjoys being a lifelong Dodger and embracing that role. Whereas Garvey, I think Garvey likes being a celebrity type and definitely uses being on the Dodgers to his advantage in that sense. Not a bad thing, you know, take advantage wherever you can, but I do think they're in different places in terms of how they handle things. But yeah, I just wanted to get my thoughts out there on Ethier being team ambassador. I love it. I want to see more from Andre Ethier. I know there's a lot of people that enjoy him, not just for his personality and everything else, but also his looks. And, you know, shout out to those people. You get to enjoy more Ethier, and maybe we'll get more Ethier content the longer the lockout goes, because who knows how long it's going to happen. So enjoy the Andre Ethier content. And the next thing I want to talk about is something that the Dodgers need to bring back in terms of giveaways at Dodger Stadium. But first, we're going to talk about BetOnline. BetOnline wants to wish you a happy new betting year as sports are getting into the playoffs and into playoff mode and the race for the playoffs. Sports are at a good time right now, and BetOnline remains the number one spot for all your sports wagering action in 2022. They got a brand new website that's very easy to use, very easy to navigate. And right now, if you go to that website and laptop or mobile device, BetOnline, you can get a 50% welcome bonus after your first deposit if you use the promo code LOCKEDON. So just sign up, make a deposit, use the promo code Locked On. You'll get a 50% bonus on top of that deposit, and you're ready to go. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2022 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right. So last part, I was thinking of, I've had this thought in my mind for a while, but you know, why not use it now? And it's bringing back blankets as a giveaway at Dodger Stadium. I don't know why the Dodgers went away from the fleece blanket giveaway nights. They used to have 3, 4, 5 a year. I don't know if there's a specific reason, if they just got tired of doing it or whatever the case is, but I'm here to advocate to bring it back. It was one of the, you know, my favorite giveaways for sure. It's a practical thing. You can use them, you know, as throws on for the couch or in bed. You can have them in your car. You know, sometimes I have them in my car in case we go somewhere and it gets a little cold and people need to use it. You know, there's actually used one in my car for my for elbow support on my center console, because from so much driving and the way I sit and have my elbow on the center console, it wore out the little, you know, wore it out, and it's basically on a hard surface now, and my elbow is uncomfortable, so I use one there. And part of this too is that with one that Jeff remembers as his favorite, one of his favorite giveaways growing up, or the ones that they would go to at least, with the beach towel. I don't know, Dodgers, why we went away from the blankets and beach towels. I don't think they were an issue. I don't remember them ever being an issue in terms of disrupting on-field things. I know the Dodgers did go away from signs in order for people not to obstruct views, but I don't think there was people, you know, just holding up these blankets and obstructing a bunch of views and everything else. I don't know if it's a cost thing, which it shouldn't be, because, you know, you pay a little bit extra and you give it back. You maybe have to pay a little extra, but you're giving it back to your people, to your fans, and they can enjoy them. And it's interesting because the Dodgers are one of the better teams in terms of giveaways, in terms of how many giveaways they have, in terms of how many they give away on the actual day, in terms of how many games have promotions. But I'm just wondering what happened to the blankets. You know, I can remember a bunch of blankets off the top of my head that were very cool. There was, you know, there was the a Kershaw one. There was the one with all the cities. The This Is My Town one. There's a Fernando one I remember off the bat. There's there was one with one of the All-Star. I don't remember. It might have been the Kershaw ones where it was representing, you know, his All-Star game appearance. You know, was a bunch of different ones, and with some of the stuff that they've gone or had the last few years, or some of the players they've had, you know, it would have been cool to have, you know, Cody Bellinger blanket or a Corey Seager blanket now that he's gone, or a World Series blanket, or, you know, NLS 8 times in a row blanket, whatever the case is. I do think that, yeah, like I don't know why they're gone, but I want them to come back, and I want them to be a staple of Dodgers promotions for years to come. But if not, I don't know. There's other things that they can do, I guess. And there's other things they have done. Obviously, they've given away a bunch of different things. But blankets, bring them back. Bring them back, Dodgers. There's no reason not to. I don't think I didn't see anything when searching Dodgers blankets of some fiasco that caused them to stop giving them out and away. And, I mean, it's one of those where the Dodgers are already going to have 35,000 to 40,000 fans every night without a promotional giveaway. But, you know, you got those blankets in, I guarantee you're getting it packed again, or you're getting it packed to the brim like some of these other giveaways. Like, you know, I think the bobbleheads have lost some luster in recent years. I think just the fact, the sheer amount of bobbleheads they give, they'd be giving out some random ones sometimes of, you know, either players or things that people don't necessarily care too much about, or players that have already had, you know, 3, 4 bobbleheads already, and they find another reason to give another one. I think they lose some of their luster. You definitely don't see them as packed as before. And you don't have to get there as early as you did before for some of these bobblehead games. Whereas some of these other giveaways, obviously the ring giveaway was a big one last year. There's a couple other times where there was, I forget what, but there was, you know, crazy lines and crazy pack for giveaways. I think that's what the blankets would do. I think if you bring the blankets back, and at the end of the day, this is the biggest one. And like I mentioned at the start, they're practical. People can use them. The ring giveaway last year, nobody's, oh, I don't know, nobody, but, you know, people aren't getting that to wear and use practically. It's probably to display and to have in, you know, wherever you display Dodger stuff or even, you know, at your desk at work or wherever the case is. It's not practical. You know, bobbleheads aren't necessarily practical. You're not using them. You're not playing with them. You're not getting too much benefit from them other than display. You know, some of these other giveaways they've done in the past, not practical. The blanket, practical, man. It's practical. It's used. It's, you know, you can use for decoration or for whatever or collection, but theoretically, you use the blankets and, you know, they help out. So bring back blankets. Maybe not 2022 since you probably already have plans, but for sure 2023, bring them back. Bring them back. The fans want them. So, yeah, that's it. That's my rant for the day. That's going to do it for today's episode, actually. We will be back tomorrow. Maybe Jeff and I, maybe just Jeff, maybe just me. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But we do have a few things on top for you. Thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen every single day. We are here for you wherever you get podcasts and on YouTube. Tell your friends, tell your family, do all that good stuff. Spread the word. I know it's a long dredge until when potentially the season starts. It's less than a month from when pitchers and catchers are supposed to report, assuming the lockout gets done before then. But we're talking Dodgers. We're talking baseball. We're having fun over here. Make sure to enjoy that and tell other people about it. There's ways to get a hold of us. There's ways to find us. You can follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Locked On Dodgers. The DMs are open on both those accounts. The DMs are also open at our personal accounts on Twitter. Jeff is at Snydog. I'm at Vince Samperio. Other way you can get a hold of us is email, lockedondodgers@gmail.com. Or you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail at 323-863-5625. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us. When you get in your car or if you're at home, tell your smart device, play a podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. Have a good one.